Hey, it's James, and welcome to the show. Coming up, I'm chatting with musician Linda Dempster about where she's performing in Durham heading into this summer, and I'll share some Canadian trivia a little later on. First, let's start the show with the Lovin' Spoonful.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
July sundown, doors unlocked town. Sixer at a quick stop, got a half full tank. Paycheck in the bank, feels like I hit the jackpot. Another Friday night's about to fly on by. Like a red eye, 747. Bunch of damn good friends, ride a dogwood fire. Makes you wonder if the good old days are made of nights like this. Kind of thing you blink, you miss it. Already reminiscing, taking in a southern summer sky like this. That harvest moon is falling, those country stars are calling. Hits me like a whiskey water, it's so low cup. Look around, take it in, man, cause the good old days are made of nights like this.
Sometimes it's just knowing you're in one of those. Oh man, you had to be there. Times that you talk about 20 years from now, we'll be saying how the
good old days are made of nights like this. Kind of thing you think you miss it. Already reminiscing, taking in a southern summer sky like this. That harvest moon is falling, those country stars are calling. It's been like a whiskey water, it's so low cup. Look around, take it in, man, cause the good old days are made of nights. The good old days are made of nights like this. Kind of thing you blink, you miss it. Already reminiscing, taking in a southern summer sky.
country stars are calling, hits me like a whiskey water. It's so look up, look around, take it in, man, cause the good old days are made of nights like this. Good old days are made of nights like this. Good old days are made of nights like this.
It's the Reclaws with Good Old Days, and thanks a lot for listening to the Weekend Mix. So Linda Dempster is here with me now here on the show, and Linda is a very talented musician, both voice and with instruments as well. So Linda, thanks very much for joining us here today.
My pleasure.
Alrighty. Well, first let's talk a little bit about your favorite music and what style you're currently performing.
Wow, my favorite music. Well, look, first of all, as a child, my earliest memory of music was listening to my dad's recordings of Jeanette MacDonald and Nelson Eddy. And I fell in love with operetta and movie musicals. And I actually used to feign illness at times when I was a little kid. So I'd look at the TV guide to see when certain movie musicals were coming up, and anything with Deanna Durbin, I would say I had a stomachache. My mother would let me stay home and I just lie on the couch and watched afternoon broadcasts. I loved the Beatles, Dylan, Joan Baez, Nana Mouskouri, because she's also a soprano and she sung in my key. I never had to transpose any music. So to this day, I still sing some of their numbers. And I guess in particular, I just love folk songs. I love the storytelling aspect of folk songs, both traditional and newer. You know, I studied voice formally at the Royal Conservatory of Music downtown Toronto for about 10 years. And, you know, I performed in classical recitals. I wore, you know, I wore the gowns, the Laura Ashley gowns, and I got to perform in many lovely, lovely venues downtown. Like, you know, the John Bassett Theater and that beautiful church, St. Andrew's Presbyterian, next to Roy Thompson Hall, places like the Royal Conservatory of Music Concert Hall, the Glenn Gould Music Series, Luncheon Series at Roy Thompson Hall.
Yeah, so it sounds like you had a very classically inspired background for the most part. Would I be right to say that? And so now moving into a little bit more folk styles. So where are some of the places that you're performing around Durham region?
Oh, around Durham region. Well, pre-COVID, I was invited by the town of Ajax to put together numerous presentations for their program for seniors called Senior Center Without Walls. And that's a call-in. That's a call-in program. So either you're going to Zoom in or you're going to call in on your telephone. And I know when they first approached me, I thought, oh my goodness, how could I fill an hour? It would be boring if I just kind of like sat here and sang on Zoom, particularly because Zoom is not a platform that was ever intended for music, really. And you don't necessarily get the best sound from Zoom when it comes to performing. But nevertheless, I made it work. I said, you know, I've done extensive research in terms of folk songs. How about if it's a combination of some music, like actively playing music, and then talking about the story behind the folk song? What makes singers and songwriters write what they do? So I've covered everything from my music to the music of Gordon Lightfoot to traditional songs, and how these old, old songs like, you know, The Water is Wide, it's been sung in many different countries around the world. So anyway, that seems to have worked well, because like almost 4 years later, I'm still doing Seniors Center Without Walls for, you know, once a month. What I have coming up is the lovely venue, the Miller Lash House in Highland Creek. As soon as the weather warms up, they have something called Pub at the House once a week. And so I've been invited to sing there in June. And then the Gift of Art, of course, which is where I first met you. They have their annual show and sell coming up. The Lynn House Museum in Whitby is a favorite place of mine. My calendar, it's pretty busy.
Right, yeah. And it sounds like you put a lot of thought into what your audience is going to enjoy as well.
Well, I try to. For example, the demographic at, Gift of Art is both young and old. But, you know, I've always said that folk songs never grow old, right? They just keep traveling all around the world. And, absolutely. You know, the way I might sing something is a bit different than somebody else might sing it. And somebody will go, aha, I never heard it sung that way before, or they'll just like it.
That's musician Linda Dempster, and you can find out more about her work at her website, lindaswordsandnotes.com. And I'll have my full interview with Linda up on my site soon as well, so you can watch out for that. And she gives a lot more additional background on her music in the full interview, so make sure you check that out once it's available. Here's Linda Dempster now with Folklore in Song. That's Linda Dempster, and that song is called Folklore in Song. You're listening to Oshawa Rocks. Thanks a lot for being here today. Now, it's Wave and California from the Weekend Mix.
On a lonely day, look out on the freeway, I can fantasize about the car I drive. Don't need the light on, I can find my way. It's been so long, now I have to say I'm going to California, gonna live the life, sipping on tequila night after night, dreaming of the moment when everything was right. Never going back home. Do you ever feel like you need a change? Hang out where no one knows your name. I'm going to California, gonna live the life, sipping on tequila night after night, dreaming of the moment when everything was right.
Darling, I need your love.
And now here's some Canadian trivia for you, this week focusing on the national parks in this country. To celebrate 100 years of Parks Canada's founding, a group of filmmakers and musicians created the National Parks Project. This ambitious collection is a series of 13 films, which explore one national park from each province or territory.
On the eve of its centennial, Canada's finest artists embarked on a historic expedition to capture the majesty of the landscape in music and film.
The filmmakers and musicians working on these documentaries didn't know each other and had to figure out how to work best together in order to capture the unique nature of each location. Thanks to FilmCan NPP Films Inc. for the background on this project. That's Chantel Kriviazik with Wonderful. I'm James Dobas, and thanks a lot for listening to the Weekend Mix. I'll talk to you next time.